everybody. This is Prophet John Harkey. So great to see you this morning here on our podcast. I'm so blessed today. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, I was so blessed last week. I got to go to church. We're in the middle of COVID-19. Looks like it's about over here. At least it's over in Florida. But so many states, it seems like it's growing in intensity. And so I'm going to pray for our country. I'm going to talk about some things in this podcast. And one of the things I'm concerned about is government controls. None of us like to be controlled, although we Christians, and we want to submit to authority. We want to honor authority. I mean, we're called to do that. But I want to break down some things that I think that we could learn today, because the reality is that things that we can see on social media or the news can actually grieve us and potentially make us bitter, when actually let it embolden us to go deeper with God, deeper in the Word, to bring transformation and awakening in our country. I had, prior to going to California, knowing that very, very difficult to have some kind of normality, and they're talking about this new word called new normal, which is actually an anti-Christ agenda that wants to bring in people into a conformity to socialism, communism, and control. I don't want a new normal. I want God's laws. I want God's word. I want God's justice to happen in our nation. But when I went to California, I sensed a real spirit of paranoia and hysteria that was seemed to be brewing there in many of the areas. LAX was like a ghost town compared to how it normally is. And it's so sad that people would buy into things like that and just actually destroy our economy for political reasons. I'm not doubting that we need to be concerned about public health, health of our population and community. When motives are beyond just promotion of public health and the health of our community, such duplicity that a person could support abortion and yet out of the same mouth say we're concerned about public health. No, God is concerned about life. God, it wants to give us life and life more abundantly. But on my social media this morning, I wrote a statement that I want to read to you. And I'm going to just explain the statement both biblically and as I talk to you today. And so I feel this real need to open our mouth to not be silent. For instance, the statement came to me actually a couple days ago, and I wrote it down, and I'll explain it. In other words, when we declare Jesus is Lord, it is a cultural and political statement. You know, a lot of times Jesus is Lord within the structure of church life. No, Jesus is Lord when I'm going to the store. Jesus is Lord when I'm going to the airport. Jesus is Lord when I'm going to the bank. Jesus is Lord over the government, over the health officials, over every entity. Jesus is Lord. And when we understand that, to those that don't want Jesus, that's a very political statement. Because what it is saying is, I give my full allegiance to Jesus. I know when I was a kid, we used to put our hand on our heart and say, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And obviously, I love my country. But my allegiance is to Jesus before my country. My allegiance is to Jesus before any civil government. Why is that? If you remember in the scripture, I believe it's in Matthew 22:11, where let's just turn there and break that down. We know the famous story, when the Pharisees attempted to trick Jesus, but let's go there right now. If you have your Bible with you and you're tracking along with me today, or you're in your car, you can go back to it later. But this particular story is an amazing story. And the fact is that this story about how we were to give tribute to Caesar. But let me get to the King James Version, New King James Version, as we get into the Word. And I'm just going to kind of talk to you about this. It's actually, we'll start out by reading, it's actually, not Matthew 22:11, but we'll turn to Matthew 22:15. Listen to what it says here. I'm going to read from the New King James. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might entangle him in his talk. It's interesting that a political spirit will always try to get you to say something that they can use against you. Because if you say something that we can use against you, then we can promote your demise. And that's exactly what these men were doing. And they sent to him, their disciples. Let's read that verse in the New International Version. And then it says, then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. Wow, you know, as if you're going to trap God in his words who gave us the word. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know that you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, you hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? I have to look at this at the main focus of the mainstream media is to trap even our president, even those leaders that are trying to do their best. Listen to what he says. You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. They brought him a denarius, and he said, whose image is this and whose inscription? Interesting. I want you to look at this for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at this and think about this word image. When I think about the word image, you and I are made in the likeness and image of God. At that time, Caesar, who was ruling over the Roman government, wanted everyone to be after his image. What Jesus here is asking the Pharisees is, on this coin, as whose image are you reflecting? Oh, wow. Whose image are you actually promoting? The image of God or the image of evil? Whose image are you worshiping? The image of money, greed, manipulation? Whose image is first in your life? Because we know, and these Pharisees knew as well as we know today, that the first commandment is that no other God but before thee, that we don't make a graven image. But here is a graven image, an image. And so, and then the inscription. Can I tell you what was inscripted on it? This did not take me very long to find out. The inscription was Tiberius Caesar, worshipful son of God, Augustus. That was the inscription on the coin. Now, the Jews knew that that was idolatry. See, a lot of times we've focused these phrases on, you know, paying our taxes, which we should pay taxes. But that's not just what Jesus was talking about. Sometimes we don't go deeper to peel back the onion to find out what Jesus really was saying. So we sort of take the word of God superficially and just believe what we're told. Give Caesar to what Caesar and God what is God's. Okay. And then we end up justifying the behavior of Caesar. That's not what Jesus was doing in this context. Because you got to look back. You got to see this again. Let me go to Luke 20, because Luke does a great job with this as well. Because in Luke 20, it's amazing what Jesus says here. In these verses, and I love the fact that he says in verse 20 of Luke 20:20 says, keeping close watch on him, they sent spies who pretended to be sincere. So much of our some things that are being said through the government attempting to be sincere, when actually the motive behind it is there's an evil agenda behind this that literally wants to undermine all of Christianity. They hoped to catch Jesus in something he said so they might hand him over to the power and authority of the governor. Luke does a great job. Teacher, we know that you speak and teach what is right, and that you do not show partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? He saw through their duplicity. Wow. Wow. I pray that God would cause you to see through duplicity. And really, you can see the Lord operating in this gift of discernment here. He saw through their duplicity. Yeah, why? Because it had nothing to do with paying taxes. It had everything to do that they came to undermine the Lord. It had nothing to do with COVID-19 and the virus. It had everything to do with undermining the people of God, undermining those in government that are righteous, that are actually wanting to sincerely serve God, do everything they can. And that is why it's imperative, you and I today, we see through the duplicity. Because when we see through the duplicity, we won't be duped, we won't be deceived. And see, without seeing through duplicity, we get deceived. I mean, look at this. It's amazing how they couldn't see this. They actually couldn't see that people can't see duplicity. And it says, show me a denarii, verse 24 of Luke 20. Whose image, and then he asked, whose image and inscription are on it? Caesar's, they replied. He said to them, then give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. He's not putting Caesar and God at the same level. It doesn't just have nothing to do with taxes. It has to do with allegiance. It has to do with who is my Lord. It has to do with Jesus being my Lord. It has nothing to do with taxes. And then the inscription that I am going to live by is the commands of God. That's the inscription written on the human heart. And I know that I know for a fact that the Ten Commandments has considered unconstitutional. Since when is murder unconstitutional? Since when is stealing unconstitutional? Since when is coveting, adultery? Since when is bowing down to false images unconstitutional? No, it's not. What it is we're living in an age of duplicity, and the church needs to rise up and actually make Jesus their Lord. Give Caesar what's Caesar, and give God what's God's. I give my allegiance to Jesus. I give my life. I give my resources. I give my energy. I give everything to the Lord. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, I really believe that what we are finding out within the church is really who is the Lord's. And when we do that, those that stand for Jesus, let me just tell you, Jesus will defend. God will vindicate. And it may look differently. I'm not saying there's not going to be persecution. But I'm not saying there's not going to be pressure or loss of income or places of being uncomfortable. But what I'm saying is that Jesus is Lord. That every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. And if we don't display and demonstrate Jesus being Lord over the tyrannical governments and situations that we find ourselves in, because, beloved, this is not going to go away. The situation with media, situation with there isn't going away soon. And what we have to do is we have to stand right now. As we stand, we tell everybody, you know what? The image that I worship, I've been made in the image of God. I worship God. The inscription on my heart are his laws, his ways, his rules, and what he has decreed. So that is why I wrote on my social media today is this. When we declare Jesus is Lord, it's a cultural and political statement, just like in the days of Jesus. I have changed the culture of my behavior. I belong to another kingdom. I love my country, but I belong to the kingdom of heaven. Now hear this. Therefore, elected officials, as are equally bound to distinguish between good and evil in the area of civil government, as are unelected citizens, both the citizen and the government, both us as citizens and civil government are distinguished between good and evil. And that's why we cannot forget that the world that God has made has been fashioned by his justice. He's a just God. Beloved, we belong to God, not the government. We can't sit back and accommodate what the federal, state, and local governments say when they go against God's laws. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is a radical statement, but what we need is people to give God what is God and give Caesar what is Caesar's. What we need is men and women that aren't trying to be rebellious, not unsubmissive, but who in your right mind would submit to sin? There is no way we should submit to sin. But sometimes we're worried about public opinion or even how our constituents look at us if we stand in the midst of fire. And my prayer for you is that not that you go around attempting to be unsubmissive and rebellious, but that you stand for what is right, that you make the loudest political statement is not end this, not end tyranny. The radical statement is not give me my rights. That's not the radical statement. The radical statement you can make is Jesus is Lord. God bless you. We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.